Here's some recent news you might have missed. Sea levels are rising 50% faster today than they were just 20 years or so ago. That's according to a study in the scientific journal Nature Climate Change. And a lot of that increase is coming from ice melting in Greenland. The study relied on satellite data, but a big part of what we know about melting ice and other impacts of global warming comes from real people with boots on the ground. And that work can sometimes be extremely dangerous. The World's Ari Daniel has experienced some of those dangers firsthand. He has this report on the risks that some climate researchers face and why they do it.
You might say Paul Majewski has been around the block.
Spent a great deal of time in the Antarctic. I've crossed a lot of Greenland, worked in the Himalayas, the Tibetan Plateau, the Andes.
Majewski runs the University of Maine's Climate Change Institute. He and his team go to these remote places to collect what are called ice cores, long cylinders of ice and snow drilled out of glaciers and ice sheets built up over millennia.
Ice cores provide amazingly robust reconstructions of how the environment has changed over tens of thousands of years.
They hold glimpses of Earth's climates in the past, which help us get a fix on where we're headed as we change our climate today. But each trip isn't a quick in-and-out, grab-your-ice-cores-and-go kind of thing.
Probably one of our most exciting experiences was being pinned down in over 100-knot winds at the tip of South America at about 6,000 feet elevation in our tents, and that lasted for 17 days straight.
Every few hours, Majewski had to leave his tent, shovel it off, and repitch it so he wasn't buried under the snow. Here's the sound from a similar trip to the Antarctic. It's the wind whipping snow across Majewski's field site. Getting climate data often involves extreme work, and it's not just in frigid places. There are high elevation expeditions.
Half of the oxygen, if not less, than you have at sea level.
The list goes on.
Avalanches, terrible windstorms, earthquakes.
There's an element of adventure in all this, to be sure, but researchers need to be incredibly careful to navigate these hostile environments safely.
Hey, next probe, Ari, have you got it?
Take Gordon Hamilton, another climate researcher from the University of Maine. I went with him to Greenland a couple years ago. He was studying melting glacial ice, partly by lowering instruments out of an open helicopter into a freezing fjord.
Okay, load it.
This was no place to have an accident. If we ended up in the water 50 feet below, we'd never make it out alive. So everyone had to be strapped in, and the pilot had countless hours of experience.
It's always a challenge to get into these types of locations with a helicopter and do it safely.
And the risks weren't just out over the water. I accompanied Hamilton's team out onto Greenland's Helheim Glacier. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. I'm peering into a crevasse right now. I mean, I don't know how deep that thing goes. They're beautiful. But those crevasses can be treacherous when they're hidden under a thin veneer of snow. And despite the best precautions, accidents do happen.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're hearing a lot.
Last fall, 15 months after our trip together, one of them happened to Gordon Hamilton.
Hamilton was a glaciologist at the University of Maine who died over the weekend when his snowmobile plunged into a crevasse on a glacier in Antarctica.
It was just a terribly unfortunate accident that happened to an extremely experienced person.
Paul Majewski was Hamilton's boss. He says a fatal accident like Hamilton's isn't uncommon.
Sadly, perhaps once every 2 or 3 years.
So why take that kind of risk? Why not use robots or satellites or drones to gather all this data?
It is absolutely essential for people to be out in the field.
Majewski says there are things that only a human hand can do and only a human brain can understand and interpret. Still, the National Science Foundation, which funds polar research programs like the one Gordon Hamilton was working on when he died, says it routinely reevaluates its safety procedures. It recently published a revised policy stressing the importance of being proactive about health and safety. But there's an ironic twist to this story. It's possible that fewer climate researchers from the U.S. will be heading out into the field over the next few years, but not because of safety risks. Instead, their work itself may be at risk under the Trump administration. President Trump has dismissed concerns over climate change, and his budget proposal for the next fiscal year includes steep cuts to environment and science budgets. That's left Paul Mayevsky and others anxious about our ability to understand where we're headed as we warm up the planet.
It is very disturbing to think the things that scientists do may very well be completely disregarded, despite the fact that this is our very, very best way to understand what the future will be.
But Mayevsky says scientists won't be easily discouraged from trying to get the data they need, even if it means putting themselves at risk to get it. For The World, Ari Daniel.